You're listening to Morning Ireland, and Adam is back with business.
Thanks, Karen. Well, geopolitical volatility hasn't tended to be something that's concerned companies here all that much, but it's now one of the top risks concerning companies in Ireland, as well as those in Europe and around the world. That's according to Aon's Global Risk Management Survey, which is carried out every 2 years to gauge the concerns of executives and business leaders in a range of sectors. Rachel Ingle is CEO of Aon Ireland. She joins us in studio now to talk about this report. Rachel, geopolitical volatility now the eighth biggest risk for Irish firms, which is lower than European and the global figure. More than 40% of firms here that say they've lost money because of it. So how are they being impacted by this?
And this is really interesting, first of all, because it's the first time in 20 years that this has even got into the top 10 as a risk that's been identified. So it's absolutely changed over the last period of time. So one of the things I would say is it probably is ranked lower than Europe because of the fact that we're geographically kind of at a different place than maybe most of our European counterparts. So we're away from the conflict zone, but the impact still being felt. As you said, 44% of Irish firms reported financial losses from geopolitical shocks in recent months. So a local example would be supply chain disruption using during the UK war affected Irish retailers and manufacturers. And what that did was led to shortages and cost increases as well. So it's a real risk. It's number 9 in the world, it's number 5 in Europe and number 8 in Ireland. And looking forward, it's seen as number 2 in the next 3 years.
We should say, and this isn't necessarily unrelated, cyber attacks, the top concern for companies here, and AI adding fuel to that fire at the moment as well.
Absolutely. AI-powered attacks, growing resilience on digital infrastructure, all of that is contributing. You know, we've seen cyber incidents in Ireland in the aviation sector. We've seen it in M&S has had a huge cyber attack recently. So it's not just they disrupt essential services and public confidence, but they have financial impact on organisations as well. Yeah, cyber is number 1 across the world.
A 53% increase in social engineering incidents year on year. Massive increase.
Absolutely. And with the power of AI now, that's even going to get worse.
Weather and natural disasters, the 9th top risk here. Now, that's despite the fact companies repeatedly being impacted by storm flooding. We obviously had Storm Bran earlier in the week and many more earlier on in the year. Are you surprised this isn't a higher concern for Irish companies?
I think one of the things we talk about, certainly in Aon, is 4 megatrends, which is technology, geopolitical volatility, climate and workforce. And those trends together, mixed together, will inform what's in our risk survey today. So not surprised that it's in Ireland at the moment, because we've been hit with a few storms recently, even yesterday. We don't know why the Lewis stopped, but it could have been because of the storm. It impacted on power, impacted on employees sitting at Lewis stop stations, impacted on firms with not having the productivity, and will impact on finance. So the interconnectivity of all of these risks is something that we are really doubling down on and talking to our clients about.
Despite all of these risks and growing risks in some areas, many companies just don't have a plan to deal with all of this. They might feel maybe they don't have the resources to prepare for every eventuality. So what should they be doing to try and mitigate against all
this? I think there's a few things that they should do. They should look at this survey and they should pull the mirror up to themselves and say, how are we talking to our boards and executives around the risks that are being identified? They should then, I think, look at thinking about risk not just as a compliance tool, but as a strategic tool to help them grow their business. So that's the second thing. And thirdly, I think they need to make use of better of data and analytics to actually inform how they manage their risks holistically so that they can be resilient for the future.
Rachel Ingle, CEO of Aon Ireland, thank you for that. Well, related, there was a report out today from the Institute of International and European Affairs and Deloitte Ireland, which said security gaps are putting Ireland's economic success at risk. It says the presence of large tech, pharma, aviation and financial multinationals makes Ireland a high-value intelligence target. Companies now are routinely encountering signs of foreign state-backed espionage. And it raises specific concerns around Ireland's energy and communications networks and also vulnerabilities in the supply chain. We'll have a bit more on that in the next hour and some other business news, but that's all for now.